Hello, friends. When I'm in the classroom, I often sing songs that I've composed myself. Sometimes teachers will say to me, "How did you make up that song? Where did you get your ideas from?" Well, the simple answer is lots of different places. Sometimes a song starts with a little bit of a melody, or a snippet of a rhythm, or even a short phrase, like "fleet-footed unicorn." I wanted to use that in a song, so I did. With my podcasts, sometimes a song comes about because I need a song to go with a particular story, and it happens the other way too. I get an idea for a song and I compose a song, and then I think, oh, now I need a story to go along with that. But this song I'm going to talk about came about in a totally different way. This song is called Red-Tailed Hawk. And it started with an idea from one of the children in the elementary classroom. The children had been observing a red-tailed hawk outside the classroom window. And one day Ellie said, "I think we should have a song about red-tailed hawk." This was not a strange thing, because in a lot of the songs I sing with children, I am looking for input, I'm looking for ideas, I'm looking for their creativity. If it's a song about animals, then I'm looking for ideas of a different animal to sing about. Sometimes I might need an adjective to go along with the animal. Or, how does that animal move, so we can sing that word in the song? Or different actions in songs. There are so many ways that children can be creative in your songs. So we set about composing a song about a red-tailed hawk. I got ideas from the children, such as, what does a red-tailed hawk eat? What are some words to describe how it moves? We discussed words like soaring, gliding, circling, and swooping in for the kill. I had an extra constraint, though. When I made up the melody for the song, I was asked, again by the children, if it could be a song that they could play on their recorders. Now, we only know so many notes on recorders, so that was a constraint on the composition. But anyway, that's how Red-Tailed Hawk came about. Red-Tailed Hawk, flying so high. Red-Tailed Hawk, circling the sky. Soaring, gliding on powerful wings. Looking for something to eat. Take care, little mousy, beware, beware. Keep very still as the hawk swoops in for the kill. Children love playing the drum in this song. It's a great opportunity for them to try and keep a steady beat, remembering where to come in. And they love putting that extra loud kill at the very end of the song. You'll notice that the feel of the song changes as the drum comes in, as we're creating a little drama, as the red-tailed hawk is hunting for the mouse. So the drum creates drama, and the minor feel of the song at that point creates the drama. Thank you for listening, friends. I hope you have enjoyed this little insight into how at least one song came about.